Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I'm back. Now, we talked about religion in schools. Then we're going to talk about parents. We will be talking about sunbeds later. Somebody texted in relation to sunbeds and said they love them. Oh, okay. Fair play to you. I want to ask you if you think step-parents should be disciplining their parents or their partner's kids. Because I suppose blended families can be tricky, especially when it comes to discipline. So who gets to step in? Where's the line? It's something a lot of people struggle with. And we did get a text message from Jane in Dublin, who's right in the middle of that. She's been with her partner for 7 months, and the other day something happened, and she can't stop thinking about it. And here's what she said. We were in the car. My five-year-old was messing in the back. Out of nowhere, my partner reached over and smacked her on the legs. I was furious. My daughter was crying. But he said she was crying for attention. We haven't been together that long. Does he even have the right to do that? Am I overreacting? So, what do you think? If you're in a blended family, how do you handle that discipline situation? Should a step-parent, I mean, depending on how long you're with somebody, I suppose, have any kind of authority at all? Or is that just like a no-go area? Do you not just, you just don't discipline somebody else's child? Look, in relation to Jane's situation, 7 months, and he's smacking the daughter already. I don't know. AJ, that's a bit soon, isn't it? 7 months to be smacking the daughter, AJ? I don't know. Sorry. I said, AJ, that's a bit soon. Smack it. She can't hear me through the bloody glass. Smacking the daughter. They can't hear you when you talk to my ear. Switch on your me. Oh, you're talking to Catherine, are you? Oh, I do apologise. Sorry. I do apologise. No, sorry, I didn't know she was talking to a caller.
Sorry, I was actually on the phone, Niall.
Oh, sorry, Catherine. Okay. But it is a bit soon, 7 months, isn't it?
I think it's a bit soon, for sure. And, you know, especially if you haven't even had a conversation yet. And, you know, he wouldn't be used to the kids after 7 months, you know. So it's just, yeah.
But even smacking them.
Oh, smacking them, it would never be okay. Never. Never, never, never.
What about shouting at them?
I mean, within reason, you know, not
can
screaming.
Can I shout at your kids?
No.
Like, if we're having a couple's holiday.
No.
And you have your kids with you, and one of your kids is being an arsehole, can I shout at your kid?
No. No, you can't.
Well, I just say, AJ, your kid's being an arsehole.
Yeah, I'll shout at them then.
So I say, AJ, shout at your kid.
Yeah, and then I'll shout at my kid. But you, no one else can shout at my kids.
Okay. And would you be disgusted if somebody else did shout at your kids?
Yeah, absolutely disgusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what they've done wrong.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's out of line.
And does a step-parent ever get into a situation where they can discipline a child?
I think, yeah, of course. I think that they can discipline a child once you're in a relationship together and it's, you know, some time
committed.
Has passed. A committed relationship, exactly. And then, of course, they can discipline them and they have to be able to discipline them. Otherwise, they won't have any respect from the children. But within reason, and there's never going to be any smacking. Or screaming and ranting and raving, you know.
No. Well, I think Jane, your man, I think she should get rid of him.
Yeah, I think
Smacking the kid was a bit much.
Yeah, and especially that early on.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll come back to you in a few minutes.
All right. Thanks.
Let me go to Sharon. Sharon, hi. How are you?
Hi. No, I'm good. Thanks.
Sharon the dancer.
How are you?
Sharon the dancer. How are you, Sharon the dancer?
Sharon the dancer.
Sharon, is it ever okay to discipline, you know, your stepchild?
Well, I'd echo AJ's sentiments there. It's okay if there's a relationship and both parties sit down and talk about what's okay and what's not okay. But for someone to slap my child would not be okay, or to shout, because I know we all lose it sometimes, but some people shout all the time and they think that's their way of discipline. Mm-hmm. And later on, it just can make a child anxious and, you know, just not like that whole thing. So there's a much other ways, better ways of disciplining a child. Now, I'm a product of myself, of that particular thing, because my parents...
Blended family.
When I was 12.
Yeah, so you're in a blended family, yeah. As they say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In the days where there wasn't many blended families, you know, yeah. I was only 12 and my mom was 6, so I was taken completely out of her care and I was with my dad and a stepmom. Thrown into this situation that was so alien to me. But to be honest, I didn't resent her because I felt my stepmother did seem to generally have our
best interests,
interests at heart. Yeah. And if anything, I found my father a bit tougher. you know?
And did she give out to you? Did she give out to you if you did something wrong?
Oh, of course. Of course. We would get pulled up if we did things that were considered wrong or not acceptable or not according to the rules. But she was, you were able to talk to her. Now, she was still quite, you know, sharp. You didn't mess around with her, but she could see the other side of things. Like, for example, I met my husband very young, and where my dad was like, not wanting me to have a boyfriend so young, my stepmother was, yeah, go on and see.
Yeah.
You know.
She was living in the real world. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So as long as the person behaves properly and is a balanced person, you know, disciplining your children, that's okay. But, you know, you got to be very careful.
AJ mentioned that it's important you discipline your stepchild, otherwise they'll have no respect for you. But there's also a balance to that, and there's also a problem. Because if you do discipline them, they can also lose respect for you, because then they're kind of looking at you. So let's say you have a stepdaughter or stepson, and they do something very wrong, or they're being lazy or whatever it is. And you say, what is the story with your bedroom? Clean it. Or why won't you do this? Or why did you go out? Why didn't you tell us what time you're going to be back at? Or, you know, you should have rung your mother or whatever. Shout at them, right? Raising your voice, right? And they're looking at you like, who are you? You're not my father. You don't have any right to speak to me like that.
Yes, they'll rebel for a while, but when they realise the person has their best interests at heart, you know, that will maybe change. I mean, my daughter never used to clean her bedroom, and I did everything I could to try and make her. And it was only once in the blue moon I went in and I did everything, and I said, now this is how it should look, because you can't. And then I mentioned spiders, and that scared the hell out of her. I said, you don't clean up your room. There's spiders under everything.
Yeah.
So eventually she did get her act together. But
it's always the biggest problem with teenagers, by the way. Bedrooms is always a problem with teenagers.
Yeah, but things like staying out late, drink, you know, where they are with their, you know, friends, all of that. You know, as long as the person knows, look, I'm doing this because I care about you. Don't do it.
Yeah, but they don't see it that way. But they don't see it that way, that you care about.
Well, then you have to say tough. You'll realize when you're older. I'm only caring for your own good. And if you can't see that now, well, someday you will. But this is how it is, and this is how the rules you have to live by.
Mm. Say there for a second.
And I would sound sharp, but I'm not. I think my daughter would say I was a very balanced parent, and her dad as well. You know, fairly well balanced. I mean, we all lose the head sometimes, but fairly well balanced, and always let them know that they are loved.
But let me go to Michal. Michal, hi, how are you?
You get some chin.
And Michal, do you have a right, or does anyone have a right to discipline a stepchild?
Yes, indeed, but that was something that has to be discussed by those who are getting involved, like in a relationship. But now that I said there, well, those points are very well discussed by people. If I was getting into a relationship with a lady today who had children like that, and I had children, I'd expect, well, first of all, the children would get to know each other, like prior to an arrangement or a final solution we made to come to live together. And the kids should respect the new father or the new mammy, whichever the case is going to be. And even they've been to the step and out of line, an arrangement that has to be made prior to anything with the pair, the man or the woman. If one kid steps out of line, yes, you have time to correct them or chastise them, whatever the case is. But before doing that, I say across to the lady, I say, excuse me a second, that's your baby. And the answer should be, no, sorry, it's ours. Yes, you have a right. You have a right to correct them. And if you don't have a right to correct them, you lose respect. And as you said, if you do chastise them, you'll probably lose respect. You have the lesser of two evils. But definitely, you shouldn't be in a position of correcting them.
Yeah, you have to correct them, don't you? You should. Otherwise, they probably look at you as being weak and soft.
Can I ask you a question there? Why are we always running on Catholicism? In all the religions in the country, we're all running on Catholicism. Now this subject is over, but you're something that I was listening to your programs, and why do we always try and criticise Catholicism? But all the religions that's in the country, hit some of the rest of them and see what the hell.
Oh, we do it every now and again, but you have to understand, it is technically a Catholic country, so people keep telling me. It is technically, and the topic was raised today in the newspapers. They were talking about the fact that so many schools, so that's why we brought the topic up. For no other reason. It is primarily a Catholic country, Michal. Why would I be talking about Judaism, for example, when there's only 1,500 Jewish people in the country? There wouldn't be much point. I wouldn't have much of an audience for it.
That's quite immoral. There are a lot of Jews in the country, but the point about it is I don't hear anybody knocking them.
I'm just saying, why would I if there's only 1,500 of them in the country, roughly?
I think there is.
And I'm going to get AJ to check that. Okay, because the population of Jewish people in Ireland has declined over the last 30 years. AJ, just do me a favour. Just check there how many, just the Jewish population of Ireland. It's actually quite low. I think it's less than 2,000 people now. So you'd be surprised me, huh? So I'm just saying, if I start talking about Jewish people, well, then I'd lose my audience. There isn't many of them.
In my time, there was 1,000 alone in Rathmines.
I think that's probably where most of them live, in Rathmines.
Rathmines, you right there.
2,193. There you go. 2,193 Jewish people living in Ireland.
Well, are there Jewish people? I find that very hard to believe.
Well, it's true. That's according to the CSO figures. That's according to the census.
But how is it that, yes, you should be able to correct them without necessarily slapping them, really, really bad. But you should be entitled to.
I don't think anybody should be slapping their kids, let's be clear about it. I mean, that's illegal anyway. Stay there. Let me just bring Kathleen in as well. Kathleen, hi, how are you?
Yeah, hello now. I think it's. No, definitely not slapping, but I think that it should be the parents. Even if you're in a relationship, you're living together or married to somebody, children come with the father or the mother, you know.
Yeah.
I think it could cause a lot of friction in a relationship now.
I think so. I think you're right. How dare you speak to my son like that? Yeah.
And
that could be a problem.
You know, and even if you have a family member and you're related to them and you shout at the mother, the child can actually get damaged by you shouting at their mum. Couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
But it's a fact of life now.
I'm sure psychologically that's probably true. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I mean, a slap in the child or, you know, or treating them in any way, shape or form, then, oh, no way.
Yeah.
I'd be the first to. I'm sorry, but no, you don't.
No. I think judge. Let's rule that out in relation to Jane's message that she sent in earlier on. She was only with the guy 7 months, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And he reached into the back of the car and slapped one of her children. That's completely bang out of order.
That is bang out of order.
Nobody should be slapping kids anyway. Yeah.
No, they shouldn't. And if she's only a little child, you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know people would argue, oh, it didn't do me any harm when I was a kid. And it probably didn't do a lot of us any harm. But in saying that, you know, this is a different time. We live in a different world. It's unnecessary. As soon as you slap a child, you've lost control, probably.
Yeah. I think exactly. That's it. But if you chastise a child, you're in a relationship and they challenge your stepchild, okay? Then how do you discipline them? I don't mean by slapping, but how else would you?
Yeah, okay. So is it okay? Let's say you're in a relationship and your new partner has, I don't know, a 10-year-old young boy, and your new partner goes out with her friends for the night, and you stay in, and the boy is acting the fool, and he's cheeky to you and tells you to F off. Do you have a right to turn around and say, right, down to your room now, and I'm taking your PlayStation off you? Do you have a right to do that?
Even though you're not
technically his father, you're his stepfather.
Yeah, but because you've been given the responsibility of minding the children.
Oh yeah, you can give the responsibility to mind the child, but you've not been given the responsibility to discipline the child, have you? Or have you?
I think if it's done in the right way. But I mean, like, if they swore at you or they were lippy or something, and teenagers can be very lippy, then they have to know that, you know, if there is a problem, you do what you think is right at the time. And if there's any problems with the woman or whatever, you know, she might be out to say, well, you've done the right thing. But I was in a situation where he had to learn not to use that language towards me. And, you know, that's, I mean, it's an awkward, but you know, you have to chastise a child now. There's no two ways. You don't have to slap them around, but you have to tell them what's right and wrong. And even if they're 10 or 10 or 11, 12 years old,
yeah,
they can be very, and give you a dirty look and all that. You know, I've seen all that now, but you know, you if they're doing wrong and they're in your care, you have every right to tell them, no, you're not doing that anymore. And, you know, but maybe I'm wrong now.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me bring Steve into the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Steve, hi, how are you?
Well, fortunately, Niall, I've been asked to curtail my opinion just a wee bit because my text message that I sent in to AJ, is it AJ?
I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
She actually put it up on the screen here. I would rather you didn't say that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Here's the thing. If and when my child is old enough and that he's outside playing, let's say he's 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it may be, and he's doing something stupid or he's doing something wrong, if I saw one of my neighbors giving out to him or grabbing him by the scruff even and saying, you know, stupid bollocks, don't be doing stuff like that, I'm okay with that.
That's kind of 1960s material, isn't it?
I don't give a shite. And you know why, Niall? Because here's the thing. You told a story on radio about 4 or 5 years ago that you were walking into a takeaway. And as you were walking into the takeaway, there was three little boys outside, and one was baiting the head off the other for the bike. You didn't want to get involved because, you know, it could be seen as something that it's not.
Mm.
And I challenged you on the night. I said, you know, why didn't you do it? You should have intervened.
Mm.
Now, my opinion still remains steadfast. If you see something wrong, I don't care, you know, if it's somebody else's child. I don't even care I'm talking about if I saw one of my neighbor's kids doing something stupid, I've no problem roaring my head off them. I've no problem letting a scream and a shout at them.
Yeah, but you wouldn't hit them, but...
Well, no, if I look, you know, years
ago. I'd like to think you wouldn't hit them.
Well, you know, years ago that I came on and told the story where I ended up.
Oh, the bully. The bully, yeah, the bully.
The bully, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
In that particular story you told, I'm not going to go into it now, it's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people on the night understood why you reacted the way you did. And yes. That bully was tormenting your nephew, I think it was, and making his life a living hell to the point where he was harming himself and all sorts of things. So people understood that. To some degree, right? And you went down and basically pinned the bully against the wall and all the rest, right? But this is not, we're not talking about that. Let's say, for example, you have a kid there and obviously you've no partner in your life at the moment apart from your flatmate. But let's say you do meet somebody in the near future and you decide to settle down together and all the rest. Does that partner, does he still have the same rights as you to discipline your child?
Absolutely, 100%. And I would expect it from them. Either that or they're not a decent person. People are terrified these days, Niall, to open their mouth to kids. I'll call Child Live on you. I'll call the police. That's all bollocks, Niall. And pardon me, friends, but that's what it is. You know, years ago, kids...
Well, it's not... No, hold on. To be fair, there are a lot of kids that do call Child Line or call up, and I don't want to discourage children from doing that if indeed they're genuinely being abused by parents or something like that. No, so there are a lot of genuine cases.
I understand you're a radio presenter and you have to put that in there. I understand that. You know that's not what
I'm
saying.
No, I'm putting it in there because I genuinely believe it. Yeah, go on.
Right. So I'm not forgetting me bleeding train of thought now because you interrupted me.
No, you're talking about kids have too much rights.
Yes. So kids, years ago, kids had a healthy level of fear of their parents. And that's what it was, a healthy level of fear. These days, parents have pure fear of their kids, what they can say and do.
Okay, well, do me a favour, Steve. Stay there for a second. The number's 087-188-0008. I'll come tomorrow straight after the break. I'll take a very short break. The question we're asking is, do you have a right to discipline if you're in a blended family, for example, or indeed your neighbour's kids, if they're acting the maggot outside, do you have a right to discipline somebody else's children? Maybe the neighbour's kid is different to being in a blended family where you're in a committed relationship and maybe have that permission. Let me know what you think. The number's 087. Stay there for a second, Steve. Let me just go to Morris. Morris, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Morris, do you have a right to discipline somebody else's child, even if it's a stepchild?
If I'm in a relationship with somebody and we're living under the one roof and our child or my child steps out of line and I'm being disrespectful and you're not my dad and shut your mouth and don't be annoying me and you're not my man and shut your mouth and don't be annoying me, I'd say, look, depending on what age you are, if you want to live under my roof, you live under my rules. End of story. Respect. Respect your mother, respect your father. or respect the person, that's home you're living in. If you don't want to do that, on your bike, out the fucking door, gone.
Well, then you've totally lost the respect if you say that to them, aren't you?
Have you?
How do you mean? Well, yeah, why are they disrespecting you in your home that you've built up over the years and you've got together with?
Yeah, but, know, they, but the problem is they turn around to you and they go, who are you? You're not my dad. You're not my ma, or whatever
there
it is.
There you go. Exactly. That's exactly. That's the kids with the attitudes. Don't lay your hand on me or bleed and get the police or get Tuesday for you. These fucking upstarts were reared. That's what's going on.
Well, but there was an extreme 50 years ago where we were beating children up to get them to do what they were told. Now it's illegal.
It was accepted. It was accepted then. It was accepted. It was part of our society.
But it should have never been accepted.
But sorry.
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Sorry. What you stop bringing up the 50s and stop bringing up the extremes, because here's the thing. Parents need to get the power back. And the only way they're going to get that power back is the government butts out. Because just because a couple of teachers did what they did, or just because a couple of parents done what they done, we made laws that completely outlawed chastising your kid. You can't even raise your voice to them anymore. And that's gone. The pendulum has swung way too far. And we need to get the power back to be able to chastise our own children, or indeed somebody else's, if necessary. And Morris being an ex... Murray, you're ex-army, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know quite well that you've got a couple of upstarts in. I'm assuming that you've done training with recruits before, yeah?
100%.
Okay, now, and I'm assuming that some of the upstarts that came in there, you put them in their place by putting down the rules and telling them like...
Yeah, discipline, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, discipline, yeah.
That's what the army does. But hold on, but not every kid is in the army. You know what I mean? You don't want to be raising a child like it's in the military.
No, but you want to be raising them with absolute respect.
I believe in
not
respect.
Not fear, though.
Yeah.
Not fear.
Well, you can't have one without the other, Morris.
Yeah,
you
because,
can't.
Z, Morris, when I grew up...
Come here, listen.
I had a bit of a fear of
your
father.
If you fear your mother or your father, they're not doing a good job on rearing you.
Yeah, but hang on. My mother and father did a good job of rearing me, right? But my dad give you a box in the head every now and again. When I say a box in the head, I don't mean literally a box in the head. I mean, you know, he'd give you a slap every now and again, whatever. And my mom would always say, wait till your father gets home. And you'd be shitting yourself. So
that was a threat. Yeah,
I had a fear of my father.
Then. Yeah, but you know why they done that to us? Because it was done to them. And they only carried out on what was done to us because it was done to them.
Yeah, but I could argue it didn't do me any harm to have that healthy fear. I'm agreeing with Steve in that sense.
No. Well, to a certain degree, yeah, but a healthy fear. Like, I remember one time I was helping my father in the kitchen. He's an army man, right? Next army man, 24 years service in the Irish Army. And, we were in the kitchen and he was rushing because my mom, my sisters had gone up to the church to get mass and he wanted to get the washing up done on the Sunday so he could, you know, go to mass, I can't remember, or get down to the pub at 12:30. And he was lashing the washing at me, the dishes, right? And I dropped the saucer and I broke it. And he hit me so hard, I pissed myself. At 8 years of age, never left me.
Yeah, but that's unacceptable,
Here's another story. My sister... Sheila, who's 82, right? She's 82 years of age. I go for coffee with her every Saturday. She's the spit of my mother. She remembers being in school at 5 years of age. And the nun called her and my other sister up, twins, Nora and Sheila, and said, you two wearing that sodality on Saturday. And they lashed the back of their legs with the stick off an orange box and terrified them. And she still remembers that at 85, man.
Yeah, but that's all. But that was all unacceptable. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
But
here's the thing: the pendulum. You have to agree that the pendulum has swung way too far. Just because now I can speak, and I have done many times on this show in relation to the violence that I put up with when I was a kid. But that does not give me an excuse not to be a disciplinarian to my child. I have to.
But do you do it because of what was done to you? Steve,
No, God, no. I do it so my child ends up a decent human being. Because I don't know whether you've ever heard I don't know whether you've ever heard that old Garth Brooks song where he goes, the son goes out to fight his father and the father says, son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. That's absolutely true at most of the times. if you do need to discipline your child, you feel like shit. I've heard Niall say on the radio before, he gave out to his young one and he felt like shit afterwards. No, true or false, Niall?
I apologized afterwards.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was about, by the way. It was a long time ago.
One thing that we've got to learn, though, if your children fear you, you're not doing a good job.
Healthy fear.
Okay, but getting back just very quickly before I go to Joe, to, pardon me, step-parents.
Sorry.
Do you have a right to discipline a child that's not yours, Morris?
With the agreement of your partner that you're with, I think you should come to an agreement, right? And at the end of the day, if I was disciplined, I swore when my father hit me and when he fucking made me piss myself at 8 years of age, I would never do that to my children. That was the lesson I got out of that.
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting you should ever be allowed to hit somebody else's child. Not at all. But you're saying with an agreement with your partner. Now, if you don't have that agreement, what sort of relationship is that? Because if you don't have that agreement and you're not allowed to discipline that child, well, then that child will just walk all over you.
Exactly. And they'll use one against the other.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're with your partner and you can decide, we're going to raise these children as best we can, and if they disrespect you or disrespect me, we have to have a common formula where they don't get away with it.
Yeah, we stick together. Yeah. And whether you think I'm right or wrong, you back me up on the moment. And we can talk about it later. Yeah, sorry, Steve.
No, you understand that the vast majority of the parental problems that we are currently facing is because, sorry, Morris, I'm not getting at you, but it is because of opinions like, I had the severe thing done to me, so I'm not going to discipline my kids in whatever manner it may be. We've gone too soft, and therein lies the problem.
Yeah, I know. They call it helicopter parenting.
Correct.
Okay, we'll say that, Morris. Thank you very much indeed. Let me just go to Joe as well. Joe, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Joe, I mean, do you have any right to hit somebody else, or not hit, to discipline another person's child?
Okay, firstly, to the lady that has the text gone in, yeah?
Which?
The original text that the lady sent in.
Oh, yes, Jane, yeah.
Jane, I hope you're listening, Jane. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Two pieces of advice. First thing you do is cancel that relationship, get away from them.
Yeah, I would agree with
Second thing you do is go to the guy that she corner and make a report of what he's done to your daughter, because it's abuse. Okay, you're not allowed to hit children. It's a law in our country. This is where we live. I'm in a blended relationship. I have two sons, 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. My new partner has a 3-year-old son, and then we have a 2-year-old between us.
Okay.
Okay. If her 3-year-old is acting up, yeah, I'll say stop. I don't raise my voice because I don't raise my voice at my kids.
Do you treat her 3-year-old just like you treat your own children?
No. I will discipline my own in my way by a change in my tone or tell them I'm going to take something away from them if they don't stop. I won't do that to hers, and she won't do that to mine.
But that's a problem then, isn't it?
I don't think it is, no. I don't think it is. I think there's a line there where, right, look, there's discipline and discipline. There's all different types.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about hitting children. Okay, forget about that.
Right, there's I won't eat my breakfast. Or there's throwing a stone at a brother or sister.
Yeah, or being cheeky or rude to you. Yeah.
Cheeky or rude, all different scenarios. But I would not raise my voice at her child.
And can I ask you a question, Joe?
My two.
Yes, Steve. Yeah,
Joe, can I ask you a question, Joe?
Yeah.
So would you raise your voice at your children?
He said he does.
Okay,
when I say raise my voice, I change my tone.
Change his tone, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
But you said you've raised your voice. So in other words, I'm not saying screaming and shouting, but you've changed your tone and your voice goes up a couple of octaves, okay?
Yeah,
so we agree on that.
Yeah. Let's not get hung up on the definition of changing tones.
Okay, so the point that I'm going to make here is, when you initially came on, you said, you know, you can't be doing X, Y, and Z because that's illegal. You do realize now that even talking to your kids the way you do is defined as illegal.
No, it's not.
Hang on now.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Niall, they changed the law.
No, they didn't.
No,
they didn't. They changed the law to make it illegal to slap your kids. It's not illegal to raise your voice to your children.
Niall, listen to me. Niall, they brought, and about 2 or 3 years ago, I'll get you the information, I'll send it on, that people, I don't know which politician... I don't know which politician said it.
It may have been suggested. I can tell you now, there was no bill or legislation passed in this country where it's illegal to raise your voice at your child. That it did not happen. That may have been a suggestion by a politician, but it never happened.
As abuse. Hold on, Niall. Yeah. It's classified as abusing your child.
No, it's not. That's yes, completely... Yes, it is. Well, that's, I'm going to get AJ to check it, okay? But it is illegal. Bernardo's, of course, were the ones who encouraged the law to make it illegal to slap your kids. I think that was back in 2017. But since then, the law has not been changed, as far as I know. There has been suggestions by numerous politicians on the left that it should be illegal to raise your voice to your child. That never happened.
Well, as far as I know, that it has happened.
Okay.
Because what is the definition then of abuse? Well, is it raising your voice?
I don't believe raising your voice to your child is a definition of abuse. No.
Okay, so screaming and shouting at a child.
Hold on. There's a difference in screaming and shouting at your child. There's a fine line between being a nutcase and disciplining your child.
Okay, then constantly nagging your child with a high-pitched voice and going at them and at them.
You're the one who said earlier on that you should be allowed to discipline your children. Now you seem to be defending the other argument.
Let me finish my bleeding sentence.
By the way, AJ has confirmed there is no law against raising your voice to your children.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it. I know I'm right.
Okay, you're not.
I do have kids.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he has one child.
You have one child?
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
Right, so you're trying to say on air here that you think it's okay that the law should be changed, that you can be able to hit that child. Is that correct?
Yes.
But if it is, I don't think you should be given airtime, because I think you're disgusting.
You can think I'm disgusting all you want.
Well, I do.
You know,
I do.
You're absolutely entitled to your opinion. That's up to you. But at the end of the day, if the reason why we have massive problems in society with the younger generation is because of people like you tippy-toeing around your kids.
It's not for not beating them.
Who said beating? Did I say beating them? Are you deaf?
You just did. You basically just did.
Niall, did I once say beat your children?
No, I think you said slapping them.
Hit them. No, you didn't say beat them.
Physically chastise them.
When you say, Steve, you should be allowed to physically chastise your child, a slap on the bottom, a slap on the leg?
A slap on the arse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to go and live in a country where that's allowed, because it's not allowed in our country.
I know that. I'm well aware of it. Hence the problems we have. Well aware of it.
Modern technology is the problems we have.
Modern technology. Did you not hear what I said at the start?
I think the modern technology, Joe, that argument is a whole other show. All right. Now, Joe, I want to get back to the particular topic at hand, okay?
Yeah, back to the original.
Yeah.
So, that man that slapped his new partner's daughter, he slapped her. Get away from him.
I agree.
Yeah, get away.
I agree.
He should go to prison, according to you.
He was only 7 months with her, so he has no right to hit the child.
He's broken the fucking law. Do you not know what laws are for, do you not?
Absolutely, and I can guarantee you break them all the time, buddy. You pick and choose what ones you want to do. As I said to Morris earlier, it is unfortunately because people...
About, aren't you?
Brother, do you just talk over people all the time?
Well, you're kind of doing the same thing.
It is unfortunate. Niall, I started the sentence deep.
Okay, well, one at a time. Finish what you want to say and I'll let Joe respond to you. Go ahead.
It is unfortunately because of people like yourself and Morris who have probably gone through traumatic childhoods or being hit when they were in the past that has brought in too strict of legislation where you cannot chastise your kids anymore, you can't raise your voice to them, it's all sorts of abuse, and these days the kids have the power. We are in the wrong environment to raise good kids.
Okay, sorry, Joe, you can respond to that.
Okay, so if you're a decent adult and a good parent, you don't need to hit the discipline. That's the first point I'd like to make. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As for my upbringing, I was hit twice by my father in my entire life. Twice. And I fucking deserve to be hit the twice that I was hit. So
there you go.
Don't go to my past and to Niall's past and blame our upbringing for the laws that are put into place in our country to protect our children.
But hey, it's a bit hypocritical of you to say, give it out to Steve over physical chastisement when you said on the two times that you were hit by your father, you deserved it.
I did deserve it.
I know. They're a bit hypocritical, aren't you, to say
that? So what if my child deserved this? Joe, let me ask you. What if my child deserved it? Is it okay then?
No, it's not, because it's against the law.
Well, Well, you just said it was okay for your father to do it because you deserved it.
It wasn't against the law then. There was no legislation.
Oh, it's, okay, so it's the law. Yeah. In other words, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Well, see, here, the law, by the way, can I just step in here? The law never allowed parents to beat up their children, but parents did in this country. The law said, and the law, the line of the law said, reasonable chastisement. So,
exactly.
Yeah, and that's gone now. They took out the words reasonable chastisement. So the law never allowed parents to beat the shite out of their children. And parents, but teachers had the same privilege as parents, as guardians. So that went over the top. Yeah.
Well, Niall, you seem to be very...
But unfortunately, they did abuse it. Sorry, say that again, Joe.
Teachers, when I was in primary school, the teachers walked around with proper... handmade straps in their pockets.
I know.
Dash the hands off you.
Yeah. That was, by the way, that was technically illegal at the time, but nobody seemed to care.
Illegal at the time, but it was accepted, and Steve probably agrees with it. And
no, I don't think Steve would agree
let
with
me
that.
Ask you, hold on, let me ask you a question. So, in relation to the teachers and chastisement in school and so on and so forth years ago, of course there were barbaric bastards who took it way too far. I was one of the kids who suffered from that. I got thrown down a flight of stairs by a teacher, concrete stairs. But at the end of the day, just because some people went too far doesn't mean we should take the rights away from people who genuinely need the rights to chastise their children.
Okay, on that note, I have to take a quick break. The number is 087-188-0000. Pardon me, got off on a bit of a tangent in relation to this topic. As we're now talking about disciplining children in general. But Connie, hi, how are you?
Hi, and how are you? Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, Connie. Connie, do we have a right to discipline our stepchildren?
I would say no, 90% of the time. Especially when you only know them 7 months. Is it 7 months?
7 months, yeah. Yeah, that's a bit short.
It's completely out of order, I think.
Well, he didn't just discipline, he hit the child, for God's sake.
No, yeah, that was completely...
Come here. I know, he's out the door, he's out the gap.
He wanted to be out the door immediately, like, yeah. Good looking, thanks.
No, I mean, Joe wanted to report him to the police. No, I don't know about that. No, that's a bit...
Come here, just get rid of him.
You just get rid of him. He's an arsehole. Yeah.
He's very dramatic. Nice, nice. Yeah. I was listening to them there. I had no choice because I was waiting on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, they're very dramatic, the two of them.
Yeah,
they call us dramatic. Us women. I couldn't be bothered. I would just tell them to get the thing as hook and keep going. Keep walking by. If it was me. But I am the other foot, I don't have children, so if I met somebody that had children, I wouldn't certainly have anything to do. I wouldn't think it was anything to do with me unless I was really serious or something. Right. You just don't, like, it's wrong.
Okay, so you'd never discipline somebody else's kids?
No. Well, my nieces and nephews, when they were younger, like, you might, if there was no one else there, like, if they asked you, you obviously, if they were trying to push it, you know. And you say, no, you can't have it. You know you can't have it. Don't be asking me, because I've got to tell your mother or father.
Well, that's disciplining, isn't it? Yeah, kind of.
Same thing.
I know they're twice on me, because they thought, oh, she's a soft touch. You know, when they were younger. Not that they're too old now.
Now, you never, but would you shout at them, or put them in their rooms? Or
no, I would just laugh. I'd say, I would say, are you having a laugh now? Because you think I'm going to tell you that you can do that? I said, no, you can't. I thought I would joke about it. But I would never, no. It's never your place, unless it's your children. You can't.
Steve thinks, by the way, Steve thinks it's okay to smack a child on the bottom if they're bold.
Yep.
No. I mean, you mean the parents or
parents generally. He believes that, you know, parents should be allowed to
discipline
a child.
I think you should be able to do that without giving them a slap, really.
Until it's absolute necessary and you deserve it like that, man.
Give me an example, Steve, of when it's necessary.
Okay, your child, you get a phone call from the school and your child is at home and it turns out that your child is bullying somebody in school. Now, we've all seen the result of that lady who lost her young daughter. Yes, because
but hitting your child at that moment in time is not gonna make a difference to that situation.
No, Niall, what I would do, let me tell you what I would do. I would go into my son and I would grab him by the scruff and I'd say, you put your hand on another child again, I will break your fucking neck. I will do it. Nobody else will get the chance to do it because it'll be me that's coming after you. And here's the thing, Niall, we're all acting like you guys are all acting like this guy is Charles Manson and it's the worst crime ever. You know, when at the end of the day, he slapped a child.
Yeah, but it wasn't his child.
Hold on a second. I'm pretty damn sure he didn't beat the crap out of the kid.
No, he just reached back and he slapped her on the leg.
We're over conflating things these days. Somebody does something minor like that and all of a sudden he's the worst bastard on the face of the earth.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. She's only with him 7 months and he reached back and slapped her daughter on the legs. That's it. I'd get rid of him. Yeah,
it makes no difference because that's what I wouldn't be going to the police, I don't think. Niall.
Yeah.
Niall, that's why teachers fear kids, parents fear kids, guards fear kids. We have no more power over the kids anymore. Mm. They have the power and we need to get it back.
Sorry, well, let me ask, Connie, do you I am, you got the end of that. Do you agree with him? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Connie.
Do I agree with Steve?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm.
No, because I'll tell you who I know. I'm going to tell you, I'm not very young. I'm, you know, almost vintage. And if I was bold, but not bad. I remember my father threatening me one time, and I thought he was going to hit me because I made him so angry. And God rest his soul. But I mean, he was a good man. He never laid a finger on any. Well, my brother maybe, but he would have pushed him to the limit. He threatened me one time, and I was really scared. And that was enough to fear. I'll never forget the fear. I was about 12, and I was after being really bold, and like. So
what did you do? Can you remember what you did?
Back then I was innocent. We were outside and it was Christmas or something. I don't know, it was holiday time and we were all outside and we should have been in bed.
Okay. So you snuck out, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I was the oldest one, so I was the most
blamed. Can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Niall, you'll be well aware of this. Can you tell me what would the physical difference look like between a classroom in the 70s full of boys and a classroom of now full of boys? Because you know that the boys in the 70s would shut their mouth, do their work, do what they're bloody told, you know, and have respect for the teacher, where now the teachers are terrified of them.
You're kind of painting a picture there of a classroom full of misfits. Yeah. I don't think it's that way.
When unchecked, that's what boys become, Niall. And that's what's happening. They're unchecked.
But I think teachers teachers can still discipline without actually hitting the children.
You don't need to really.
Hold on a second. Really? I know of a woman who recently left her job and went back to teaching and went into a school full of misfits and absolutely hates it there.
I know.
Hates it. It's like she has no power over them.
No, that can happen.
There's no power over them.
Hmm. I also know a school teacher who is at a boys' school who does discipline the children. Now, he doesn't hit them, obviously, but he has no problem in raising his voice, no problem giving them lines or detention or whatever, and he said that normally works.
You have to
command authority.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need to hit them to do that.
Unfortunately, Niall, do you know what? Here's the thing. I've been saying this for about a year now on TikTok. People only hear what they want to hear. That guy came on tonight and turned around and said that Steve said he wants to beat the shit out of kids. Never once said that. What I said is we need to put the power back into the hands of the parents and not the government. And the parents should be able to choose what way they chastise their kids, not beat the crap out of them.
Okay, just to clarify again, by the way, AJ did check during the break. There's no law against raising your voice to a child. Sorry, Connie, go ahead.
No, the thing is, it's kind of the subject is digressed anyway. Thing is, you were asking about a step parent.
Yeah.
First of all, he was bang out of order. It wasn't really his place. Like, he must have been a short fuse, because you don't need to turn around and slap a child that's not your own, number one. He only knows her 7 months. He was completely out of order in every way.
Oh, he was.
And if I was lucky enough to be with someone that had children, I would certainly not open my mouth unless I was with him a long time, unless I was asked for my opinion or something. It's not really your place. It's a very dodgy area, a grey area, being a step parent, and you have to discipline. Okay, if there's no one else there, but I mean, the thing is, the child's mother was there, and it was not his place. It was completely wrong.
How long would he need to be with that woman before he could chastise the child? In your opinion,
in my opinion, there's no length of time we give him permission to slap the child.
But I'm not saying slap, and I said chastise. Did you not hear me saying chastise?
Well, okay, chastise generally means physical.
No, it doesn't, Niall. Well, no, it doesn't.
You know, verbal. Yeah, well, if you want to say that, discipline is a better
word. Verbal. I've made it clearer for you now. Okay. So how long, Connie, before that man can verbally chastise that woman's child? How long?
What I'm going to say now, if that was me, if I was that woman, I would just get rid of him immediately because,
that's
you know
not
what?
The question I asked. Will you please answer it, Connie? How long should he be in a relationship with that woman before he can verbally chastise that child?
Not the length of the time. Doing something like that. Short of character and him, that's not very good.
No, well, okay, can I ask you a question, Connie, then? Let me put it slightly differently. If in that car journey where the kid was acting up in the back of the car, instead of him reaching back and slapping the child, if he had it turned around and shouted at the child and said, give it up now.
That's different altogether. Now.
Is that acceptable? Is that acceptable after 7 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, well, obviously they could be together the whole time in the 7 months. You don't know. It's not really the time. It's the fact that he just turned around and slapped the child. Hmm. You know, he wasn't asked, I don't think. And I just think he was out of order completely.
Charles,
if you just shout at the child, it's different. Hmm. Now, there's no need to slap him. It's extreme. There's no need.
Let me go to Jessica as well. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Hiya.
Jessica, is it ever right, is it ever okay to discipline your stepchild or indeed somebody else's child?
Well, before I get into that really quickly, I just need to know, did you get your card yet?
Ooh.
No. I sent it off in the post on Thursday. I was wondering if it got to you by now.
Not yet. I didn't get it yet. I know there was a lovely card there from Bernie and a card there from Maura.
Oh, that's probably on the way.
A card there from Joe and... but I'm sure it's on its way.
A card from
Steve. It'll get to you when it gets to you.
It wasn't a card from Steve. Well, I would never expect a card. I would never expect a card from Steve unless it's a threat. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, Jessica, go ahead. Thank you, Jessica, for the thought, by the way.
Hi, Grant. The way I feel about it is they're not your children. You've no right to raise your voice at them ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not your children. You focus on your kids if you have them. But don't be shouting at someone else's kids that you have no right over. They're not yours. Why am I a liar?
Because you were only on a show a couple of months ago on Niall's podcast where you were talking about kids as if they were bits of dirt and that, you know, you'd have it out with them. And like, and you know what? I'm going to look for that audio and pin you down. You're an absolute hypocrite and a liar. Because you said that you'd have no problem calling kids out before.
Oh, okay, well, hang on. Let's just decide here because I don't remember the particular show you're referring to.
I do. Okay. I do. And okay,
Jessica, do you remember the show he's referring to?
I have no idea what he's on about.
No, neither do I.
I think it was the one, Niall, where you were talking about something about shame, bring back shame or something.
Mm. I don't remember it, to be honest with you, Steve, so let's move swiftly on and draw a discreet veil over that because I don't remember. Okay. Okay. So, but Jessica, is it, I mean, if you're with somebody and living with somebody and they have a son, you know, and he's 4 years of age and he's been a little arsehole, do you ever have a right, if they're gone out for a night out and you're there and you're there, you're with the person 5 years, do you ever have a right to shout at them, put them in the room?
Oh, they're not my child.
But then they just walk all over you. But then they're just going to walk all over you. So the child comes out. The child is messing and acting the fool, right? And you say, now give that up. And they turn around and say, piss off, you pig. You're not even me ma. So what? You're just going to stand there and say, you're not my child. So, fire away.
I just sit there. We're like, very well, then we'll wait till your ma gets home. She can deal with you then. Because you're not my kid, so I don't have to deal with you.
This is what's wrong with
I don't know how long that relationship would work, Jessica. Because that child would have no respect for you.
It doesn't matter what you do, though. If you shout with them, you're in the wrong. If you don't do something, you're in the wrong. But what are you meant to do? Like, they're not.
It takes a community to rear a child.
They're not your kids. You don't have any right to them. Like, if I was with Kara, we had a child, we split. If I found out someone shouted at our child, I'd be going ballistic. I'd be like, who the hell do you think you are?
Hey, yeah, if it was a stranger. Depending on what the child did.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter how long Kira will be with the person. I'm still going to say, if they raise their voice at our child, I'm going to deal with them.
Mm.
Can I ask Jessica a genuine question?
They're not your kids.
Yeah. Ask Jessica a genuine question, as long as it's genuine.
Genuine question, Jessica. Let's say that you and your missus had a kid, and he was 14 years of age, and he was at the top of the road, and he was beating the crap out of some young fella. Bullying him, just picking on him, a much younger kid. And one of your neighbours came out and grabbed your young fella by the scruff and let it roar at him. Get your hands off him. Don't be doing that. You're wrong. Would you go mad at that person?
If my child was being a bully, no. I'd be like, no, you deserved it.
Well,
there you go. Again, here's the hypocrisy.
So, but then, Jessica, how can you say it's not anybody's place to discipline somebody else's child when you've just agreed with it?
Child is actively bullying another.
But it doesn't matter what the reason is. We're now arguing over the reason. So in other words, we have to negotiate the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like your analogy is crap. Obviously, if your kid is bullying another kid, you want they deserve to get shit with that. But if it's a 4-year-old having a temper tantrum,
so it's when you say what you know. It's whatever you say. The rest of us must abide by. Okay, that's fine. It's only certain circumstances. Because you first came on, you said absolutely no way. Now you're saying there is a way. So make up your mind. I mean, get off the fence, Jessica. You're landed on your arse on this one.
Kid's a bully.
Hang up the phone, woman. Hang up the phone.
Like, go on, little Johnny. Make that kid's life hell. Like, no.
Hang up the phone and go off and go back to sleep.
Nah, would you stop out with that, Steve?
If you're a deaf parent, you have no right to yell at that child. You have no right to verbally chastise them.
I can tell you now. Well, I'm not saying verbally. I'm not saying yell at the child. But if you don't discipline a stepchild, your relationship is probably not going to last long because there's no unity.
That's how I feel. They're not yours to discipline. They're not your kids. You may think they are, or they may feel like yours, but they're not yours.
Okay, on that note, listen, we're going to go to a break. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Jessica, Steve, Connie. After break, by the way, I'm going to be asking all you tanners out there, when I say tanners, people who like their sunbeds, should sunbeds be banned? Because according to Cancer Research UK, using sunbeds increases your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, most serious types of cancer. One of the most serious types of cancer, I should say. So I want to know, should we ban sunbeds completely? Forget about this over 18s part of it. Let's just ban them altogether because there's nothing good about them.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.